Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shiely. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shiely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Rourke for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Blankenship scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiely hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. McCurdy moves to third. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Miller moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Peckinpah applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Boone moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Ward moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. Ward scores. McCurdy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns too. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blankenship, and towards Ward, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blankenship hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 3 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice bunts in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Schulte moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 4 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.